when you watch these two teams, both sub 90 wins in the regular season, first time that's ever happened. What do you take away from that as a player, as an organization?
They're two great teams with two different teams. The Giants are a little more experienced, more veteran guys, but then everybody's been waiting for the Royals to kind of come around with their prospects, and now they're kind of taking advantage of these guys. I mean, they're just on this roll, and they just can't seem to get off of it, so it's going to be hard to push the Royals off the roll they're on.
Canadian Jim Henderson of the Milwaukee Brewers, our guest on Brady and Walker. You look at that NLCS matchup, and obviously it was the Giants, it was the Cardinals. You see a lot of St. Louis there in the Central. And, I mean, I don't know if we're in that day where there's a team like that in the American League that is just so professional, and you always expect them to be at the top of the heap, like the St. Louis's and the San Frans. What is it, from the outside perspective, about those organizations?
They find a way to win. I kind of expected that San Francisco-St. Louis series to go seven, just because they just always find a way to win.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it with the Giants this postseason as the heroes, like Ishikawa. You got Crawford in the wild card game. The bottom of the order is actually hitting home runs. These guys that you don't really haven't really stepped up during the season are stepping up in the postseason. So. That's kind of a magical thing when you get to the playoffs, is you kind of have some heroes that you never really expected. So that's what the Giants got going for them right now. You never know who's going to win the game for them.
Both teams' bullpens have been very good throughout the postseason, and maybe it's what you need. But Kansas City especially, it's been the single biggest difference for this team between winning and losing. The playoffs, is that kind of the classic time where we see the great benefit of what it is that you do.
Special. That's a special bullpen at Kansas City. Usually, you know, you'll see in the postseason, you'll see like your starter coming back and going to the bullpen and making a big impact out of the bullpen. But Kansas City does not need that help. They have that lockdown bullpen, and it's going to be really, really important for San Francisco to score off the starters for Kansas City. And that's going to be the difference maker for both teams, is those starters, because those bullpens are so good.
We asked this question in Toronto, because this year the bullpen was such a dumpster fire. And a year ago, when seemingly everybody on this Blue Jays team struggled, the bullpen was terrific. Why are they so volatile? Why is it so difficult to predict year to year, right? Detroit's such a great team. They've never been able to figure out the bullpen, right? You spend 10 years in the minors, and then in 2013, you have a great season with the Brewers bullpen. What is the reason for that volatility?
It's hard to explain. You go year to year, you don't get a lot of innings as a reliever, so maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's an issue where as you're a starter, you can, you know, you're going out there and you can throw 200 innings a season. You kind of get in the groove. Whereas a reliever, you get streaky, you, just like a hitter. You can have a few bad games in a row, and all of a sudden, you know, especially if you're a late inning guy, you get a few games in a row, and you're going to be out of that role. And then you're in a role you're not, you know, used to, and you kind of get bounced around. So the bullpens, kind of, that's maybe why you see it go year to year. Teams have good bullpens and bad bullpens, because really it's a streaky kind of thing, and you just need to kind of get on a roll. All depends on how the manager uses you, puts you in a good situation, gives you a chance to succeed. So that's the way it is. I mean, some guys succeed in different roles, some guys don't, and then you just get in the groove.
Is there such a thing as that being contagious, right? They say hitting's contagious, and you look at Kansas City, it seems everybody they bring in does their job, whereas, you know, you have a team that struggles, and one guy can't hold a lead, and it seems that everybody falls into the same trap. Do you feel that pressure in the pen where if one guy's getting the outs, boy, you better do that job too?
Yeah, you feed off each other, definitely. I mean, yeah, just like hitting is contagious. I know from my experience in the bullpen, you guys, you're your own team out there. Everybody works together as a team, as a unit. So that's kind of that camaraderie you have with each other, and you bring it out there to the game mound. You know, you pick each other up too. And when you're in a relief corps, if you leave runner stranded or if a starter leaves runner stranded, you come in there, and you get the job done. You pick up your teammates in a way that hitters can't really do. So it's a big thing, you know. And you're a team within yourself out there. So that's what's important when it comes to postseason.
Canadian Jim Henderson, relief pitcher of the Milwaukee Brewers, joins us on Brady and Walker. Tell us about the season for your club. And I know it was a difficult one in a lot of ways. Maybe it mirrored what we saw here in Toronto. You get out to that big lead, of course. You know, you had a trying season. You get hurt. You only ended up pitching 11 and a third innings this season. But even just sitting there watching the rest of the guys kind of have this division crumble away a little bit, what was that like?
It's tough to watch. You know, it's one of those things where things just went wrong at the wrong times, or the pitching went south, and then all of a sudden the pitching picked it up late in the season and the hitting kind of scoring your runs. But, you know, with our team and playing in our park, you need to score runs. And when that doesn't happen, you know, we have a great staff, but, you give up a few runs and all of a sudden you're losing games. We're built around hitting. So that was the part that kind of fell apart for us at the end of the season. So it gives you a sour taste in your mouth. But we got to look at how good we were for most of the season. We were in first place for 150-something games. So we can't dwell on what happened at the end of the season and look forward to next season and how and what we did well.